Welcome to the Saturday episode of the Grace for All podcast. Thank you for joining us today. Saturday is a special time when we take a few moments to review the scriptures that we have cited in the episodes this week. If you missed any of those episodes, you might want to consider listening to them today. And even if you heard them all, there may be one that you might want to listen to again. We hope that each of these scriptures and podcasts will bring you a full measure of joy, peace, and love. Now, let's listen to the scriptures that have been on our hearts this week.
Luke chapter 2, verse 49 says, "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my Father's house?"
Then Andrew brought Simon to meet Jesus. Looking intently at Simon, Jesus said, "Your name is Simon, son of John, but you will be called Cephas, which means Peter, a rock." Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 42.
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2. "Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing some people have entertained angels without knowing it."
Mary Magdalene went in and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. John 20:18.
"But to one who without works trusts him, who justifies the ungodly, such faith is reckoned as righteousness." Romans chapter 4, verse 5.
"Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Romans 5, verse 1.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church of Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I hope you've received a blessing today from this podcast. If so, please share it with a friend or on your social media accounts. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.